Frank appeal mandate received on Thursday. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 7th May, 1915, page 4, column 6. Absence of Judge Newman. Will delay resentencing for a few days. The official mandate of the Supreme Court of the United States, notifying the Northern Georgia Division of Federal Court that the Washington Court had denied the appeal of Leo M. Frank, reached the office of the clerk O.C. Fuller in the Federal Building Thursday afternoon. Action will not be taken upon it, however, until the return of Judge Newman next Saturday. If he returns Saturday morning, Solicitor Dorsey will probably be notified that day, and a move will be made at once to bring Frank before Judge Hill for resentencing. Immediately that Frank is resentenced, which is not expected to be beyond Monday at the latest, his counsel will seek to expedite the proposed hearing before the prison commission in the last effort to spare his neck from the scaffold. It is reported that the prison commission will likely hold a special session next week in order to hear the Frank plea for mercy. The hearing will require at least 3 days, owing to the exhaustiveness of the defense's plea. Judge Ben Hill holds a plea for habeas corpus, asking him to direct the sheriff to bring Frank before him for the setting of a new and final death date. The plea was submitted Monday, but no action was taken on it because the Supreme Court mandate had not been forwarded to the lower court.